This is Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight.
This is Carolyn Fox welcoming you to the second Mardi Gras special. Oh, we have got one heck of a show for you tonight. A little later on, Macy Gray will be discussing her new yet-to-be-released CD, Covered. And we have an interview with Maria Muldaur of Midnight at the Oasis fame. But Sugar Blue, virtuoso harmonica player, is going to get us started. From his new Threshold CD, this is Trouble.
If you're looking for trouble.
My favorite song on the new CD is Teenagers.
Mine too. I love that song.
It's so funny. And the first thing I noticed is she switched up the lyrics.
Oh, you did? You noticed that? Okay, good.
Oh, yeah. You really make it sound different. When I listen to My Chemical Romance do it, it sounds like a drinking song. You start off and it sounds like a children's song. How did you decide to go so against the type of the lyric?
When I first heard that song, it has kind of a jazz melody to it. It sounds like a jazz nursery rhyme almost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it goes da 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 da. You know what I mean? It's almost like ABCs.
Yes.
So it's catchy right away, and then I wanted to do it, but you know, the lyrics didn't really fit who I am or anything, or my age or anything. So I flipped up the lyrics because I have three teenagers of my own, and so I made it about that more. So it's cool. I was wondering if anybody would notice that the lyrics were changed.
You're talking R&B, you're talking kicking it old school. You must come too. I hear James Brown.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Really? That's a funny thing.
I think he would do that song.
Really?
Yeah.
You must come. Yeah, it would be sort of like one of his slow ballads that he used to do, It's a man's world kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I could hear that.
That's right.
I think when I was doing that, I was listening to a lot of Doug Somm. The late, great Doug Somm from Texas, who did so many great records. For the musicians in the house, there are some really unusual chord changes that are going on. It's a standard 16-bar blues, but the chord changes are quite odd. And we use a lot of ninth chords and things, and it's pretty strange. And a lot of big, big stops and goes. Very dramatic, with a really growly vocal over the top of it. It sounded like it was recorded in a sanitation plant or something. It's really noisy and stuff. But, yeah, I think the James Brown thing is kind of funny. I think it's those hits you like. Dun, 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 dun.
Right.
It's a man's world.
Exactly. Well, and everything halted for the line, you know, and then he used to call it out, you know.
Yeah, it's a real showstopper when we do it live. You can imagine when you hit those stops and you hit them live and the whole club is like, they're coming in now and they're going, no, we're going to hold for two beats. Sold off my possessions. And you come in and the whole, oh my God, we're going to miss the beat, but they got it.
Our guest tonight on Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is Jeffrey Lee Tozer, also known as Sly Crooner. He's a singer, songwriter, piano man, raconteur, and storyteller extraordinaire. As the mayor of Swanktown, he hosts Sly Crooner of Swanktown, which is just about to celebrate its 150th weekly episode on Sirius Radio. For our listeners, Jeffrey, who may not be familiar with your work, tell us about Swanktown.
Well, Swanktown. First of all, I love the way you say raconteur. You had a nice little Eastern European flair there.
Well,
sounded
thank
nice.
You.
Swanktown is an imaginary place where the women are exotic, the men are well-behaved at times, and money is no object because we have no money. It's actually a bar called the Royal Palm Court Lounge on top of a hotel called the Alto Nido Hotel. It's a place in my brain that keeps getting bigger and bigger and just spreading out all over the place. But it's a bar. It's a very cool happening bar. And
Jeffrey Lee Tozer.
Yes, Carolyn Fox.
I want to thank you so much for joining me on the air.
It was my pleasure.
Let's hear another one of your tunes. What shall we play out with?
Maybe Living in the Lap of Swank.
Living in the Lap of Swank.
Cool.